Welcome to Mr. Coley's 5th grade class. I'll be your host for ColeyCast number 13 in Marietta, California. We're going to have three segments. In the first segment is Searching for the Northwest Passage with Henry Hudson, and Jeremiah is going to talk about it. For segment two, Kimberly is going to talk about the Virginia colony. Segment three is The Pilgrims Come to Plymouth, and Madeline is going to tell you the story of that. Now to Jeremiah with our first segment.
Thank you, Stephanie. Do you know much about Henry Hudson? How long do you think the Hudson River is? Hi, my name is Jeremiah, and I am going to tell you all about Henry Hudson. Henry Hudson wanted to find the Northwest Passage, also known as the Straits of Anian to the Spanish. The Northwest Passage is a waterway that connects the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean. The Dutch East India Company paid for Henry's expedition. He went to Chesapeake Bay and didn't find it. So he went to the north and went into Delaware Bay and still didn't find it. Then he went north again and found the Hudson River. And he really thought he found it because it was 150 miles long. But Henry did not find it because it did not exist. And here's Kimberly with Roanoke and Jamestown.
Have you ever heard of Roanoke, the Lost Colony, or Jamestown? Well, if you haven't, I'll tell you. My name is Kimberly, and the first English colony I'll talk about started when England wanted to colonize North America. Queen Elizabeth I granted a charter to Sir Walter Raleigh to start a colony. He brought 100 men to Roanoke, but returned back to England to get women and children because of hardship and hunger. John White was the colony's first governor. John White returned to England to get supplies. White planned to come earlier, but returned to Roanoke 3 years later because of a war. When he came back, he saw the words Croatoan on a tree, which could mean that the people went to that island or they were attacked by the tribe. Moving on, we'll talk about the Jamestown colony. This colony began when King James I granted a charter to start Jamestown. When the first winter passed, half of the settlers died from disease and undrinkable water. That's when John Smith came and forced the gentleman to work, until he was injured and had to go to England. Since Smith left, the colony started to struggle again, so they decided to bring back women. Hooray for the women who saved the day. Next is Madeline with the Pilgrims. Till next time.
Hey, my name is Madeline, and I'm going to tell you about the Pilgrims of Cape Cod. The Pilgrims left England because King James I forbade people to worship outside of the Church of England, so they became separatists. But after a while, they left for the Netherlands. It was nice to pray they wanted, but they didn't know how to speak the language, so they made a deal with English businessmen and left for the Americas on a ship called the Mayflower. They intended to land in Virginia, but they landed in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. But before they got off the ship, they made a set of rules called the Mayflower Compact. They named their colony Plymouth. One day, a Native American named Samoset came and greeted them in English. He also brought with him the tribe leader, Massasoit. They met the governor of the colony and made a peace treaty. But during the first winter, half the Pilgrims died. So Squanto helped the Pilgrims hunt and grow food. Now for some fun facts. Did you know that deer, swan, and lobster were some of their everyday meals? Thanks for listening. Now to our segment. Now here's Stephanie.
I hope you enjoyed listening to ColeyCast number 13. Have a nice day.